This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The Corunna Public School District is facing a federal lawsuit after a lesbian teacher was fired. The controversy started with a diversity club at the high school in the small town west of Flint. Brooke Johnson was a teacher advisor to the diversity club. In 2009, the club decided to put up a display in honor of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History Month. It featured photos of celebrities who had come out as gay or lesbian. It caused controversy, and the school board ordered it removed. The ACLU challenged that decision. The Corunna Board of Education changed its position and allowed the display. The lawsuit alleges the administration of the school district then turned on Johnson, ostracizing her and then forcing her out. John Marco is the teacher's lawyer.
They wanted to punish her for exercising her First Amendment rights, and that because they didn't agree with her, they were going to drive her out. And that's what they ultimately did, and ultimately she was fired.
Marco claims the diversity club promoted tolerance and equality for all, but an administrator told Johnson that was in direct conflict with Corunna's values. There are no protections for people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender in Michigan. Marco says the federal lawsuit filed in the Eastern District of Michigan alleges violations of the Equal Protection Clause, discrimination based on sex, and violations of Johnson's First Amendment rights.
First Amendment is freedom of speech. That doesn't mean that because you disagree with someone's viewpoint or their speech, that you can retaliate against them.
The recently hired superintendent of the Corunna schools, Linda Coleman, says she's not seen the lawsuit and cannot comment on it. For Michigan Watch, this is Lester Graham.